President John Evans Atta Mills has accepted the resignation of Mrs. Betty Moribisu as Minister in Charge of Education. In response to a letter of resignation, the President thanked Mrs. Moribisu for services rendered to the people of Ghana during the period she served and wished her well. A statement issued by the Head of Communications at the Castle Osu, Kokwanyi Doho, so the Minister for Employment and Social Welfare, E.T. Mensa, has been assigned additional responsibility to oversee the Education Ministry until further notice. A legal practitioner, Kakre Samwa, has been analysing the resignation of the Minister of Education, Betty Moribisu, from office. Mr. Samwa told Radio Ghana that although voluntary resignations as a culture are not new in Ghana, Mrs. Idrisu has set a clear signal for all politicians to learn a good lesson from. He commended Mrs. Idrisu for placing the interest and integrity of the government before her own interest. Mr. Samwa spoke with George Ankra.
Insofar as the thrust of the discussion is that the trouble with regard to the Wuyumi saga started from the office of the Attorney General, if she deems it that she was responsible for the commencement of this whole saga, then there's absolutely politically wrong with her leaving the office so that a clean slate will be had and investigations can proceed.
Resignations in Africa in case of these type of developments are not common. Would you say that Madam Betty Moribisu has set a clear precedent?
No, in Ghana they are not terribly uncommon. Indeed, that is why probably we have good governance in Ghana generally as compared to many African countries. In Ghana, whenever there's this sort of trouble, almost invariably the minister resigns before trouble really descends on him or her. You can refer to the case of Dr. Sifayanki in the Mabian Johnson case. You can even refer to even the earlier PNDC, NDC, where PV Obiang resigned, Dr. Kwesi Mutua resigned. So resignation as a culture in Ghana is fairly well-grounded. For me, the issue is when you choose to resign, whether you resign at the very first nick of time or resign at the last nick of time. But as a culture in this country, it is fairly well-grounded.
What will you say about Madame's resignation? Was it at the last nick of time or the first nick of time?
It appears to me that it's at the last nick of time. And that is because, at least for about 2-3 weeks now, the UCO has been doing this investigation. I would have thought that the best thing to have done was, the moment an investigation was announced, you resigned. And then everybody sees that he wants a fair investigation to be carried out. But whatever it is, finally she has resigned. And I would like to commend her for putting the stability and the integrity of the government before her own interest. I think that it is something that all of us must learn as followers of political parties and members of followers of political parties.
A legal practitioner, Kakre Samwa, talking to George Ankra on Mrs. Betty Moribisu's resignation. The resignation of Mrs. Betty Moribisu came as no surprise to political analysts, NDC faithful and NPP activists. One of such analysts, Alhaji Bature, thinks it is in the interest of the NDC and Mrs. Moribisu herself that she has resigned.
Well, I wasn't surprised. I saw it coming. It's obvious that if you look at the kind of president that we have today, it is obvious that anyone who is mentioned in any corruption matter will definitely have to step aside for investigations to continue. So after the exit of the Attorney General Martin Amidu, I saw Betty's resignation coming, but it was just a matter of time.
Did the party hierarchy or government have anything to do with her resignation?
We have not been told. But whichever way one looks at it, it is in the interest of the party, it is in the interest of the government, it is in her own interest to do what she did. Whether a realization came to her just yesterday or she was impressed upon, that one we cannot say for sure. But I believe that the president might have had a word with her to find out if it wasn't the good thing. Most especially after the sack of the Attorney General Martin Amidu. Impression is being created by opponents of government to the effect that how come that Betty Moribisu, who was the substantive Attorney General under whose care these judgment debts were paid, is still at post, while the one who is rather pursuing the matter in court is being given the sack. Now, what most people don't know is that, yes, it is true that Betty initiated the proceedings and finally endorsed the payment, but she subsequently was also the person who went back to court to initiate proceedings for the recovery of the money.
Would you say that the Court of Public Opinion has won again with her resignation, especially when people were calling for her resignation?
Certainly. You know, the president was observing things to see, to get the full facts. So the fact that he has commissioned Wayoko, maybe if their internal report will indicate anything untoward done by her, by which he would have asked her to step aside. But what complicated the matter was the problems between the president and his attorney general, Martin Amidou, after he was dismissed. Then it became obvious that the government will have to do something about Betty, because initially she was the one the people were even calling for her head. So it is logical that if Martin Amidou, who seems to be fighting for the recovery of the money, is gone, then why not Betty? And I think that government has yielded to wise counseling, and I think that we must commend government for that.
You heard political analyst Alhaji Baturi. We now bring you a profile of the former Minister of Education, Mrs. Betty Maud Idrisu. It is by Baba Otu.
Mrs. Betty Maud Idrisu was born on 22nd March 1953 in Accra. She obtained a bachelor's degree in law from the University of Ghana, Legon, between 1973 and 1976. Mrs. Maud Idrisu pursued and obtained a graduate degree in law from the London School of Economics and Political Science, University of London in 1978, and a Bachelor of Law from the Ghana School of Law. She worked at Ghana's Ministry of Justice from 1978 till 2003 in several capacities, rising to the rank of Chief State Attorney. Due to her expertise in intellectual property law, she headed the Administration of Intellectual Property Rights in Ghana and the Administration of Authors' Rights at the African regional level between 1999 and 2000. From 2000 to 2003, she was in charge of the Ministry's International Law Division, where she spearheaded several cutting-edge legal initiatives. These included the implementation of Ghana's international legal obligations, some of which involved handling both national and regional legal responses to global human rights issues, and others involving the rights of women and children, trafficking of persons, terrorism, the implementation of the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court, and International Humanitarian Law Committee of the Red Cross. Mrs. Betty Maud Idrisu was sworn in February 2009 as the Minister of Justice and Attorney General by President John Evans Atta Mills. On the 4th of January 2011, she was appointed the Minister for Education in a reshuffle by President Mills, where she served for barely a year. At her last official news conference, Mrs. Betty Maud Idrisu outlined some achievements of the Ministry of Education during the three-year administration of President Mills.
The NAT leadership have positions on the quality of education, access to education, which ring in consonance, Your Excellency, with our own government's policy. Our own government's policy is to bring education to all, to the deprived especially, and those in the underserved communities. It is in this regard that I am so proud to announce that with respect to basic education, the Ministry of Education has been able to source for funding for $75 million, which is going specifically to basic education to support access, quality to education, teacher-centered policies, to put the teachers into the classroom, to put our children into the classroom, and more importantly, keep them in the classroom.
Reports say her resignation followed the firing of Attorney General Martin Amidou for misconduct during a meeting at the castle on January 13th, when he failed to substantiate allegations of gangantuan crimes perpetrated against the state by an unnamed colleague. Mrs. Betty Maud Idrisu was the Attorney General and Minister of Justice when the state failed to put up a defense on the suit filed by businessman Alfred Woyome for judgment debt over the abrogation of an alleged contract with the government in 2006 for the rehabilitation of three stadia. She is married with three children.
That was Baba Otu with the profile of former Minister of Education, Mrs. Betty Maud Idrisu.